Brandon Bainey here with Camel Senior, Kiara Cutright. Big night for you tonight. You just signed your letter of intent. Where are you signing and what sports are you playing?
I'm going to sign to Gillette College and I'm going to play basketball and soccer.
Very exciting. How cool is it to be a multi-sport athlete at the next level?
I'm pretty excited about it. I feel like it's going to be a huge change from high school, so I'm excited and ready.
So what made you decide to stay local and go to Gillette College?
Well, I don't know. I just like all my friends and family, and I want them to keep supporting me through it. And so I thought Gillette was a good pick.
Yeah, at your signing ceremony, you literally spent, 40 minutes taking pictures with family and friends and kids and adults. And, I mean, how cool is it to have the support of Gillette behind you?
It's awesome. I love them all. Some of them I've been playing with since I was in third grade. So for them to come here and support me, I feel great about it.
So was the plan always to try and do two sports, or did it just kind of happen that way?
It just kind of happened. I really thought I was only going to do one sport in college, but then I liked one sport, then I would like the other, but then I ended up liking both soccer and basketball, so that's why I'm going to play both in college now.
So have you talked at all about what you're going to do basketball-wise at the next level, what position you're going to play, how you're going to fit in?
Not really all that well. We haven't really talked about it. We just talked about, like, times when I'm going to play soccer, I'm going to do soccer stuff. When I'm in basketball season, I'm going to do basketball stuff, and I haven't really, like, gone too deep into it yet because I'm not there, and I still am in basketball season for high school.
Right, definitely. Okay, so what are some things you need to work on basketball-wise to take that step to the next level?
Probably be more vocal and be a leader. I feel like that's what it's going to need for me to do, not be afraid.
Definitely. You've kind of gotten some experience with that this year. How do you feel you've been doing leading some of these younger players?
I feel good, but I feel like I can do better and be more positive towards them because we do have a young class, and sometimes I can get on them, but I feel like they're getting good, and I feel like I'm doing my part too.
So for all our basketball fans that may not have seen you out on the soccer field, what kind of soccer skills do you have?
I don't know. I just play defense, so I don't think I have really that many soccer skills. I just kind of just do what I have to do and just play hard every time.
Yeah, that's kind of the unselfish mentality that goes over to the basketball floor. But how unselfish is this team this year?
We're super unselfish. I feel like everybody does their job, and nobody wants to score more than the other. We all kind of want to give people more points and all that stuff than we do ourselves. So I feel like we're a really unselfish team.
So right before the end of the new year at the Energy Classic, you guys had a couple of rough games, and then you really turned it around last week with two big wins over the Rapid City Schools. What was the biggest difference in that turnaround?
To be honest, we were a little out of shape, so getting into the gym and getting on the line and doing sprints really helped us. And I feel like us getting pressured, we didn't handle that very well, but this week we've gone over things where we've had the JV come on us and pressure us and all that stuff, so I feel like that's what's helped us.
So now you've got conference play starting up here. Cheyenne South, do you know anything about these girls?
They are way better than they were in their previous years, so I feel like we're going to do all right against them, but I feel like they have a couple good girls on their team.
Definitely. What will be the keys to the game if you guys want to come out and get a win?
We have to start fast, and we have to keep our leads from the beginning. We can't, go up and down.
Definitely. All right, Kiara Cutright, senior for the Lady Campbells. Thanks for the time. Good luck against Cheyenne South.
Thank you. You too.
More pregame coverage coming up after this 2-minute timeout on 97.3 Camel FM.